Hey everybody, how y'all doing out there? It's your boy Devin here, and welcome to another episode of the PWK Podcast. I know it's been a while since y'all heard my voice, so that's why I'm doing the intro today. Hey y'all, how y'all doing? I'm here with my co-host Mike Jack. Mike Jack, how you doing, sir?
I'm tired, but your intro is giving me so much life right now. His monotone introduction, his plainness is so Devin. It's so you. What's going on, man?
Keeping it straight to the point, you know. Nothing much is going on, man. Just, you know, the usual, you know, in a new year. It's February now. But we're in a new year. Blessed to be in a new year. And yeah. Just taking it day by day, working.
How have you been?
I've been, I ain't going to say great, but I've been good. I've been blessed and highly favored. Can I get an amen on that one? Can I get an amen on that one?
No. No. You don't get an amen from me for that one, because that's something that's already supposed to be known.
Well, yeah, man. Blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
Same, same. I can't complain.
Yeah. Anything new with you?
Not really.
No?
Not really. I'm just tired. I'm just really, really, really tired.
I get it, man. But hey, everybody, we got a great, nice show prepared for you guys today. I just hope you guys enjoy it. You've been keeping up with this football, I know, Mike Zach.
I have
not. Thanks to the Super Bowl, right?
I have not been keeping up.
You haven't been? Well, we got the Super Bowl coming up, so you know we got to make our Super Bowl peak.
The only time that I kept up with is when the Cowboys lost. That was about it.
Okay. Yeah, they did lose.
Nothing brings me more joy than seeing them boys.
I enjoyed watching it as well.
Seeing them boys catch an L, which is like expected, but. I mean, they just disappoint. I told one of my coworkers, they're prone to disappoint every year.
Yeah, that's how I go. That's how I go. We've been disappointing for a while now. So we got the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl against the Kansas City Chiefs. Who are you picking to win?
It's a tie. They both lose.
It don't work like that.
I can't pick nobody.
You got to pick one. Okay, y'all. I'm going with, it's going to be tough. I think it's going to come down to who has the ball last. I'm expecting a close game. And I'm thinking whoever wins, they're going to win by field goal. I'm calling it.
This is why I'm saying. Go ahead.
I'm just making my prediction, you know. So it is hard to call, but I'm going to go with Kansas City winning. I want Philadelphia win, but I'm going to go with Kansas City winning.
So you don't think the Eagles are going to fly high?
I don't think they're going to fly high for this one. I think they're going to come up short. You know, I think they're going to come up short. Yeah. Should be a good game. That's all that matters. We got Rihanna for the Super Bowl halftime show as well.
Rihanna is one of them. She's one of the people.
She's like the main, right? That's the main one everybody looks forward to.
That's what I heard.
She's the main headliner for the Super Bowl.
I guess the reason why I'm not picking, I mean, I could care less who wins. I'm not really pulling for one either or. I think both quarterbacks are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
If I had to say what would be more satisfying, it would see Jalen Hurts
win. Jalen Hurts. Yeah.
I've been following him since he was in Alabama. So it's just good to see that, like, real talk, he really, really did put the work in.
He did.
To do it his way, I will say. I think that's more commendable.
Because he got criticized a lot for going over to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Too, you know, when he switched from Alabama to Oklahoma, so. Yeah,
he went to Oklahoma and got in the playoffs
first year. Yeah. Yep.
So
he's still doing his thing. So yeah,
whoever does it, I just feel for the police officers in Philadelphia if Philadelphia wins. That's all I'm saying.
They'll be partying up there,
bro. They go crazy in Philadelphia.
Oh yeah.
Did you see when they won the Super Bowl?
I didn't keep up with it because I really didn't care.
Bro, they go in and they go crazy in Philadelphia. And then when they won the NFC AFC was it NFC championship game, right? Mm-hmm. They were wilding out like in the streets. They was breaking stuff. They was climbing on stuff. They was really wilding.
Okay.
Like, they was partying like it was literally the end of the world.
Hey, man. Hey, they could be getting a second round of this Sunday, then. We go see.
So, interesting. What else has been going on? I guess, because you're a big sports fanatic.
So we're just covering all the sports right now, getting this out of the way. So last night, LeBron reached another milestone in his career. You know, I guess the biggest one, right?
Yep.
He's now the number one on the all-time scoring list.
Yep.
He passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar last night.
Yep.
And it was good to watch. I watched the game. Because at the beginning of the game, I believe he was just, if I'm not mistaken, 38 points away from it.
Yep.
Somewhere around there. So yep. He got them points last night, you know, and then they had the celebration once he hit that final bucket. Mm-hmm. They had the celebration, stop the game, you know, it was good to see, man, you know.
Yep.
I'm not like a LeBron fan like you or nothing, but I, you know, respect his game and all that.
You want to be honest, it's not surprising.
What?
It's not surprising.
That he did this?
No.
Oh, no, it's not.
Not.
It's not.
It's pretty regular.
So,
you know?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's a big accomplishment. And then he can, you know, he about to take it up even more, of course, because he still got the rest of his season to go, playoffs to go. A couple more seasons he probably got in him, you know?
So if I was him, I would just retire.
I feel like he got he can't retire yet.
He should retire.
Well, I know he's not.
He should.
Why would he retire right now?
What else do you have to prove?
I think I heard him say this, that he wanted to play with his son.
The hell with his son.
So I think that's something he wanted to accomplish. And I think if he do that for a season, probably then he'll go ahead and get out of there.
Nah. Yeah. He should go and retire.
I respect that too, though.
Would you want to play with your son?
With who?
Would you want to play with your son?
I think it'd be cool.
How, Devin?
Especially if you got that kind of relationship with your son, you know.
How, Devin? Yeah. How would it be cool?
What do you mean, how?
How would it be cool?
Man, how many father-son duos just happen in sports like basketball? Where the father actually on the court with his son.
Bro, that is so corny.
I think it's cool, man.
I think it's corny. You can't wild out and do anything wild because your dad is there.
What do you mean you can't wild out?
He can't wild out. You know?
I mean, he can still do whatever you want to. He's a grown man.
No, he cannot. Stop.
He can.
He's a James. He cannot.
I mean, at the end of the day, he's still going to be a grown man, and he'll be able to do whatever he wants to do.
Some groupies and some of his teammates, I, Bronny, we going to the – they be in Texas. We going to XO, XO.
LeBron will probably be like,
LeBron will be like, no.
Like he got an ex permission.
No, because he got a game in the morning, so he's going to bed. That's where he's going.
Oh, so he gonna make him go to bed, grown man?
I just think that's what he'll do. I'm just saying.
LeBron don't even come off as that type of dad.
You think that? But LeBron, okay, can I ask you a question? Is LeBron like a laid back player? Is he a laid back teammate?
A laid back teammate? No.
Yeah, he gets in their tail, right?
Most great players aren't laid back.
Right, Kobe wasn't laid back. He was difficult.
Right.
Right. So you really think LeBron is going to be laid back? His name is on the line, his legacy. You saw what happened to Jordan family. Ain't nobody representing him in basketball at all. And you really think that, you really think that LeBron is going to let Bronny just like wild out and do what he want? Sniff cocaine off of white girls' butts. You really think he gonna let them do that?
The thing is, LeBron ain't gonna be able to just watch this man 24/7, Mike.
You, Devin, you say that. You forget who we talking about. This is LeBron James here.
It don't matter who it is. He's not gonna be able to watch this man 24/7.
Yes, he will. He's LeBron.
It's gonna be up to Bronny to, you know, make them decisions.
He's LeBron, bro. No.
Okay, man.
Like, man, we finna go out and eat after the game, bro. Bronny, you coming? No, Bronny got to go to bed because we got to catch this flight. We got a game next week against the Kings. They tough this year.
Man. That don't even sound right.
All right, Devin, I like the little world you live in, but listen, you think because a person is like 18 or 19 that they have control of their lives. That's not always the case. That's all I'm saying.
What I'm saying is,
LeBron being who LeBron is, he's going to be even more harder on Bronny than he is the players, and more strict on Bronny than he is the players because he's a representation of him.
He is.
So I may be over exaggerating with that, but he is going to be like, no, you don't. He's going to give him sound advice. You don't need to go out. You need to work on your free throws because, like, real talk, you almost cost us a game. I had to swoop in and do my LeBron thing.
I can see that, but at the end of the day, he'll give that advice, give what he recommend, but ultimately it'll be, you know, on his son. It's going to be his decision. He ain't going to be, like, stopping him from doing this or stopping him from doing that. That's what I'm saying. Okay. He'll be there to give advice, but it's gonna be his choice, you know, because he's an adult now.
Do you even think Bronny is gonna be like? Is he gonna be? He gonna live up to the hype, or he gonna bust?
I mean, I think he'll just be a solid player. Honestly,
you don't think he'll live up to
his player? He'll be a solid, productive player. I'm not gonna even try to hold him to. Oh, you got to be like your dad. Oh, you got to pass this, get had these many points like your dad, and I let no.
I mean, but there have been players.
At the end of the day, he's still gonna be his own person.
Clay,
you know?
Clay and Steph have surpassed their dads.
That's them.
Their dads was pretty regular compared to them.
Exactly, I was about to say.
So I'm just saying,
pretty mediocre dads.
Wow, that's mean. I wasn't gonna say
talking about mediocre when it comes to the game.
I wasn't gonna say mediocre. They were pretty solid players, you know. Dale Curry was pretty solid.
And ain't nothing wrong with this.
Yeah.
So I'm not gonna try to I'm not expecting Bronny to have 38,000 points like he did or nothing.
Do you think he's gonna have a lot of anxiety as far as the pressure being on him to live up to his dad?
He could, yeah. I mean, everybody has some anxiety. So, yeah, he probably going to have a little bit of that at times, especially when, you know, sometimes, you know, the NBA, they play very long seasons. Sometimes you get in a slump in the season. So
do you have
anxiety? He'll really have a little anxiety when it comes, you know, when that time comes. You know, he might not be playing as well as he should. It just happens.
So do you have anxiety of that sort of living up to something?
No.
Wow.
But I do have anxiety about just not being anything at all.
Explain that.
So maybe like being a complete, total disappointment to like my family and stuff like that. I'm not doing nothing with my life.
Okay, so you know? I'm glad you brought that up. And this is what we could talk about leading into this. Because we was going to go into like, do you think this LeBron's, you know, feat that he made last night help out his argument of you know, him versus Jordan. I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, I really don't want to talk about it either, because I've been hearing people talking about it all day.
Yeah, and they don't make...
seeing people talk about it all day.
Yeah, and a lot of them don't... They omit logic.
Yeah, because a lot of people are just biased anyway.
Yeah, very biased, because let's be real, LeBron is better. Anyways.
I agree.
Anyways, so when you... what's your definition of disappointment?
Like I say, not living up to my family standards in a way. Not living a life like I was taught, you know what I'm saying? Coming up.
Why is that so important to live up to your family expectations?
Because, I mean, at the end of the day, family go always be there. So what they think matters to me.
So just a quick question.
I know at the end of the day, no matter what, family always got your back. That's how it's supposed to be.
I mean, that's true. But what happens?
Everybody can't say it, but you know.
So I've just got to ask you this question too, Devin, because, you know, we talk about stuff like this all the time, but just asking in general. So, because I'm curious, I ask questions. What happens when you're trying to, you know, do this task of not being a disappointment to your family and you're not happy?
For me, I don't have to worry about that. Because, I mean, I know me, I'm just going to be me and do me regardless. So, if that did happen, I would end up just trying my best to put myself in a position where I would be happy. Even if it didn't necessarily make them happy, I know my family would still be accepting and understanding.
So they would be accepting and understanding that you want to be a professional private dancer. They would be accepting of that.
They wouldn't have no choice. That's a hypothetical thing you're saying right there. They wouldn't have no choice but to accept it, yes.
Never say never.
This is what I chose to do.
Never say never, Devin. I'm giving a scenario.
Never.
Okay. If you say so, I don't think so. I think they would have a very big problem with it.
They would. But they ain't gonna have no choice but to accept it. It's my choice. It's my choice. My decision. It's my life.
Devin, they don't have to accept it.
Oh, they don't have to, no.
Yeah, I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I'm trying to say is, like, we put so much pressure on ourselves for validation from others, like our family, and we create this definition of disappointment, and we use our family as that. We use their validation as a point of saying, if I don't get this validation from them, I'm a disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of pressure on you. And then, like, real talk, a lot of things that you go into and you do to validate your family, not to validate yourself, not to make yourself happy. So That's why I ask. Because it seems to me, like, I'm going to tell you something that I realize now. No matter what you do, it's going to always be something that you're not doing right.
Okay.
And no matter how much I'm doing things right, if I'm not happy, then to me, I'm a disappointment. Because my whole goal in life is to be happy, have joy. But if I'm doing all these things because my definition of being a disappointment is letting my family down, I'm technically a disappointment to myself, because I'm not living the life that I want to live. Nor am I'm living in joy like I want to live in happiness. So I think that's the problem with a lot of people. Like, we get in these situations where we're trying to get validation from other people, when really we just need to validate ourselves, find out what we want to do, found out what makes us happy.
Right, right.
And I mean, you made a good point. If they love you, they'll accept you for who you are. And even if they don't, you can live with yourself knowing, well, I know I'm happy. And I know the life that I'm living is the life that I chose, or the goals that I reached is the goals that I truly wanted so that I could be happy.
Yeah, I got you.
So that's an interesting thing.
Yeah, it is, man. It is. But overall, you're right. Do what makes you happy. Do what makes you happy.
So I guess it brings to this question, like, what are some goals you have for 2023? I know me and Mario talked about it earlier this season, you know, kicking the season off, what we had to look forward to in 2023. What do you look forward to?
I guess one of the number one things I look forward to is traveling.
Okay.
You know, traveling, just making more memories for myself, you know, enjoying life, enjoying family and friends, of course. And yeah, of course, getting better in my my career and all that as well, but more so traveling. I got a couple trips planned. I actually just got my passport too.
Oh, so got my passport. Yeah. You got your passport?
Yeah, back in January actually.
So you gonna be traveling out of state?
I ain't got nothing planned yet, but I can if I want to now, I guess, you know. Which is the point of, you know, having a passport. It gives me that option. Okay. So we'll see what come up. We'll see what come up. I ain't got nothing planned over now as far as going out the country, but we'll see. What about you? Any goals for you?
I got a lot. And excuse my sound down. I'm really, really tired. But I got a lot. I got a lot of stuff I'm trying to do.
Let's hear a couple.
Be more successful.
Be more successful?
Yeah, get a lot of my dreams out. Accomplish a lot of my goals that I've written down, you know. Talk to that.
Cool.
You know, talk to that Instagram crush that I'm infatuated by.
Oh, what's her name? What's her ad name? Instagram name? I'm
not telling you, Devin. It defeats the purpose of having a secret crush, Devin.
So you gonna slide in the DM in 2023? At some point.
Okay, and I'm glad you brought that up. I do not know how to slide in DMs.
Direct message her and say, hey, they're sliding in the DM.
I mean, that's it.
Yep. Say, hey, or what's up? How you doing? Something. Anything. And when she, at that point, you slid in the DM. And so now you're waiting for a reply to see if she allows you to continue to go ahead and slide and get all the way in there.
I'm not good at that, Devin.
I think you're overthinking, man.
No, I'm really not. Like, I'm on like 2 dating sites right now, and we're gonna save this for like our series that we're gonna do later on this year. But like, it's not cool. Dating apps.
What 2 dating apps are you on?
Hinge and Facebook Dating.
Hinge and Facebook Dating.
Yeah.
So how real is Facebook Dating? I ain't never seen it before.
How is it? Thing? Yeah, it's very real. Yeah.
Facebook Dating. You met people on there?
I met 2 people. I mean, I've talked to 2 people.
So how does that work? Do you swipe left, swipe right?
You swipe left, swipe right. You can hit the X button and you can hit the heart button. They have a heart button. And if you match, they put you in a column of all the people that you match with. And then you can wave at them or you can speak to them. You can start chatting. And then, like, that's where I style up. I get a lot of matches, but then it gets to the point to where it's like, you'd be like, hey, and they'd be like, hey. And then be like, how are you? And they'd be like, I'm good.
So the conversation be dry.
Am I supposed to make a joke or something? Or am I supposed to like, I'm supposed to do something, I'm supposed to peacock at that situation? Like, I don't know.
Oh, it's up to you.
I don't know, Devin. The last one I talked to, we matched, right? And then mm-hmm. she said, thank you. And I said, smiley face, you're welcome. I think I messed up with the smiley face. Because she did a smiley face, and I did a smiley face. And then after that, I was like, how are you? And she was like, I'm good. You? I was like, I'm good. And so then I was like, so tell me some stuff about yourself. That's what this is for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then that was it.
Okay, yeah, that was very dry.
Oh, wow.
Very dry combo.
Very dry? Like,
you know, yeah. I mean, I used to be on a dating app. I ain't been on a dating app in years, you know.
So, okay.
But I've played around on there before.
Okay, Mr. Wit-Wit, you tell me how I can undry the situation. I can be dripped up in conversation. Help me out.
Man, first of all, you want to have an interesting profile. You want your profile to be interesting. I don't know what your profile is or what you include okay. in it.
Let me stop but you. Let me stop you there. Why should I have to have an interesting profile if I'm already getting matches?
I mean, I guess you having an interesting profile makes them more interested as well. Makes them more interested as well. For example, I remember at one point I had a dating profile and I think the thing allowed you to like have, it gave you certain prompts that you could include in your profile. So I think one topic, it was like, one of the things I chose was what's a topic that you could debate or something like that with people or something like that. So the topic I had in my profile was that potato salad is overhyped. And they got a lot of attention and people, you know, commented on it and matched with me because of it. And we had conversations and carried on conversations from that, interesting conversations. And for the most part, they did most of the, you know, carrying other conversations. Because I guess they were very interested in that. People are passionate about potato salad, apparently.
I think I'm more amazed at that than what you just said and the advice you gave, that people are passionate about their potato salad.
Yeah, I think it's overhyped.
I mean, I'm sorry, I'm getting off the subject. So, that's crazy. I'm going to try that, though, Devin. I definitely will.
Yeah, just spice up your profile. Also, you know, the pictures you put in your profile plays a role, too.
Well, once again, Devin, I'm getting likes. I mean, I'm getting matches, so.
The matching
part is the easy part. It's the chat. Okay, this is the thing.
Chatting and the small talk.
No, I'm an in-person type of person. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I perform better with talking to people or connecting with people, you know, face to face. Talking. Like me and you're talking right now.
Gotcha.
So I think that's the biggest hurdle I have to like try to jump over.
Yeah, you gotta jump over that hurdle, man.
You know.
Yeah, you gotta jump over it.
If I can hold a conversation with you 5 minutes, I got you. You know?
Well, you just need 5 minutes of our time. So what you gonna do in a situation where you only got 2 minutes?
Devin, I'm fucked. I am royally fucked because I need five. I can get 5 minutes. Like, 5 minutes don't take long. 5 minutes is not a long time.
It won't.
So, But it would be somebody like you to give a scenario. What if you only had 2 minutes?
Yeah, sometimes you got to be quick, you know.
How long does it take you?
Oh, I be needing some time. I don't know. I think I'd be fine. I think I just beat around the bush a lot and I'd be having a lot of general conversation. But if I'm in a hurry or something, I'll let them know I'm in a hurry and I got to go. So.
Give me your number. That's what you say.
Yeah, can I please have your number, or can I give you my number? A lot of times, you know, if you give them your number, it'll let you know if they're interested or not. Because if they take you, they're interested. But if they don't, hey, let it go.
I mean, but that's how this is working, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the first like couple of messages is like. You have to make an impression and you get the matches. So this is that.
Yeah.
So I'm working on it. I'm new to it. You feel me? But you should try it. You should try it. Like,
man, I'm good right now. I'm good. Yeah.
I mean, I'm good too. My mind is on the crush. My Instagram, Chris, like for real.
Oh, she got your heart all tied up, huh?
Oh, man, she's so awesome.
So, what makes your heart string? What's awesome about her?
Everything.
Okay.
Let me stop joking and jokingly sound like a creep, because some people listening to this like be like, oh my God, Mike is such a creep. He's so creepy. But no. I give you a clue.
What?
And see if you can figure out. She went to Grambling.
Oh. You know how many people I know that went there?
She went to Maryland State University.
That narrows it down.
Yep.
But that's something I probably kind of assumed anyway, on the low.
Why would you assume that?
Because you like Grambling girls. You like them.
I like all girls, Devin. What are you talking about?
But you really like the ones that go to Grambling or went to Grambling.
How did you come up with this assumption?
Mike likes him a good old fashioned Grambling girl.
How did you come up with this assumption? I need to know.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
I just did it, man. I just did it.
That's not true though.
Is it not an accurate assumption?
That's not all the way accurate.
But I mean, it's fair.
No, it's not.
Because it's true. It's true.
No, it's not.
Oh, so you don't like Grambling girls?
See what you're doing now. You're twisting words. No, I'm just saying I just don't like only Grambling girls. I like all girls.
Okay, so what about Jackson State girl?
Yeah, they cool. They all right.
You a date a girl that went there?
Yeah.
Okay.
I dated a girl that went to Alcorn. They got some pretty fair looking women out there.
Oh yeah. For
yeah.
sure.
Date a girl that went to Alabama State, you know.
All right, man. You hitting all the HBCUs, huh, boy? Okay.
You know, I dated somebody to go to LSU. I'm gonna throw a little PWI action in there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
But
no. If I had said she went to LSU, would you have known who it was?
No.
Exactly.
Not at all.
So shame on you, Devin, for...
I mean, I still don't know who it is now.
Shame on you for genetically disposing me to only Grambling girls. You should be ashamed of yourself.
You're welcome, bud.
So, see if you can figure it out. You cannot.
No, I'm not. I'm not gonna try to actually.
Wow, why not? That's what makes it fun.
Because I never get to, you know, who they could possibly be and how many, you know, that's a big pool of people could be.
This is actually kind of fun to me. So
and then me and you went to Gremlin in two different generations. You know what I'm saying?
I think you went to school with her in your generation. Okay. That's another clue.
That doesn't narrow it down more at all.
Wow.
Not much at all, you know. There's a lot of women there, man.
Okay, I'll give you another one. I give you one more.
Mike, I'm not going to guess this.
I'll give you one more. You ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready, though.
You ready? She follows us on our Instagram page.
Okay, that narrows it down a little bit. Not much, but okay.
Yep.
Okay, so she's a fan of Air Max _ Jax.
She follows our Instagram page, the PWK.
Oh, the PWK. Okay, that narrows it down a lot because don't too many people follow that page.
That's not true. Why would you say that? That's not true. A lot of people follow us on our page, which you all should follow. Don't do that, Devin.
PWK. Let me see how many followers we got. I'm just being honest, man.
Wow.
Okay. This narrows it down a lot, though. I just go down and call out all the female names, and eventually I will run into it. Because we got 229 followers right now.
That's a lot.
You know, we're moving on up to the east side.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's 200 people that listen to our show, we think.
Uh-huh.
That might.
We think.
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
I think with me, you, and Mario, a lot of them are our friends.
A lot of them are, and that's okay.
That's perfectly fine.
That's okay.
And to let our friends know that listen to this, spread the message to listen to our show, you know.
Check us out.
We're
everywhere you get podcasts.
Don't let this, you know, semi-dry conversation stop you from listening to it. We have a really dope
show. This is a pretty dry conversation. I think it's because it's so late.
It's late.
It's okay. It's a good conversation.
I mean, it's an interesting conversation. It doesn't have the excitement it usually has. Like, I'm not as excited.
Yeah, man, you're lacking on the energy over there.
Hey, y'all, let us know if you prefer this mic or you prefer the previous mics. And if you prefer this mic, this is the mic that I'll give you from here on out.
I think they might prefer this mic. This mic not bad. Yeah, this mic's not bad.
So is the last mic bad?
No.
Okay.
This one might be better.
That's nice to know. That's just nice to know. But we want to hear from y'all, so let us know. We're going to put a post up. Hey, which mic you like better? Episode 3 mic or all the other episodes mic?
Season 1 and 2 mic or season 3 mic?
No, this episode, because I come bursting, you know, welcome to the PWK podcast and, you know, all that stuff. But, you know, mm-hmm. I'm just tired and just don't feel like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're tired, you know, and it's pretty, pretty late. So, yeah. So, let's see if you figure it out. And if you do, I'll give you a cookie.
Okay. But I ain't going to figure it out right now on the show. Yeah.
Not like right now. But if you figure it out, I want up. If you figure it out, I'll slide in the DMs and be like, hey.
If I figure it out?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, like I say, it ain't going to be too hard to figure out because that narrowed it down a lot when you see you use the Instagram page. I appreciate that. Yeah, that really took it down a lot. So, okay. I'm going to figure it out.
I hope that poor girl ain't thinking, I hope he ain't talking about me.
Let me go unfollow this page.
Right, let me unfollow these niggas. I do not want to talk to that nigga. You know?
Oh, man.
You can still listen to the show. Just tell me no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can take rejection. But yeah, I have a lot of plans, bro. Moving on, continuing on to what we was talking about. Just have a lot of plans. Just, I'm already making strides already in the new year. We already got big things popping, you know. I want to travel. I want to go experience things. I want, like this year, I'm going to Jazz Fest in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I want to take a trip out of state as well. So I don't know. I'm trying to narrow it down, and I might do a cruise. It just depends.
Oh, a cruise.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I never really been interested in going on a cruise.
Why not?
That's just me personally. I'm not. I mean, I know it's a new time, a new age, and things are different, but Titanic just did something to me, you know, when it comes to cruise ships and stuff.
Oh, you get seasick?
No, no, not seasick. I don't think I'll get seasick. It's just the more so the thought. I'm not afraid of it because I would do it, but I guess it's just the thought of getting, you know, in all this water. What if something goes wrong? Just, you know, go down.
Is this symptoms of like the Titanic syndrome? Like,
maybe it is. I don't know. You know, I need me a rose.
I've talked to people and they said like watching the Titanic, they have fears of like getting on boats.
Yeah, and I don't like the thought of being on a. I've been on a boat before, but this is a big ass cruise ship. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So. I don't know. It's just seeing the way the ship sank and all that in the movie. It's a great movie, by the way.
It's all right.
Great movie.
It's okay. I don't know. A lot of the things that I want to do, I'm fearful of, like, the bad stuff that might happen. Like, I want to go camping. I was going to ask you, like, I was going to call you one day and say, hey, sometime this summer, do you want to go camping?
But then, no.
Me neither. Like, no.
I don't even have camping gear.
We go buy it, Devin. Duh.
That's a lot to buy. It's, you know, if you want to camp successfully and comfortably,
well, it just wouldn't be us. It would be me, you, and we grab some other people. And I think we should grab somebody that we know, you know, and say, "Hey, let's go camping. Let's get some marshmallows and Hershey's and graham crackers and make some s'mores." And I mean, I think
s'mores and roast some weenies.
Yeah, and make a fire, and you know, you already got a guitar.
Sing campfire song.
Yeah, you already got a guitar. You just bring your guitar.
Gather around a campfire.
You already got.
That's always something I want to do as well. As far as you know, gathering around the campfire and singing campfire songs. But all I got is ninja friends. They don't want to do shit like that.
That's not true. I think, honestly, I think Mike would want to do it. I think Mike would be
Mike
down.
Wouldn't want to do it.
Mike would be. He goes hiking. I think he would be down.
He doesn't want to get around a campfire and sing campfire songs. So.
Like, if you incorporate it, like.
We're not singing a damn young boy.
If you make them young boy related, you know, if you do a rendition.
I'm not making shit young boy related. For Mike,
if you make Free D Dog or Put It On Me, like you put it in your acoustic campfire version, I think he'll mess with it.
Maybe he'll rap the lyrics.
I think no. You know what you should do? You should like we should do some renditions of some campfire renditions of Pretty Ricky. He'll be really into that. Mike, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Wells, aka Middle Block Mike, aka Brother Lou. He's a big fan of Pretty Ricky. So I think we should do some Pretty Ricky campfire songs. So you need to get to work, Devin. But that was just a dream of mine. All of us go on the campfire trip. And, you know, people that we know and we trust. And, you know, of course, mm-hmm. we should just do it. But the only thing that bothers me, I don't want to be eaten by a bear.
Well, I mean, I'm sure somebody would have weapons to shoot a bear, shoot at it or something, if need be. I wouldn't go camping without no heat on me.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Do you think that your weapon is acceptable to kill a bear?
I mean, if you shoot it in the right place enough time, I'm sure to get the job
done. Do you know how to kill a bear?
I've never thought about killing the ways to kill a bear, Michael Jackson.
I don't know either. That's the thing, Devin.
I would aim for the head and neck area.
I don't think your small caliber bullets would phase him. I think that would make him even more angry, and he'd be like,
Enough of them would. I mean, bears are tough, ain't they? Damn tough.
That's just my biggest fear. That's why I don't want to go camping. You know?
Okay.
We should do like a practice run. We should camp like in the backyard of a house. No, for real.
Pinch a tent.
Yeah, pinch a tent, start a fire. But we can't do it like in a hood area. That's still dangerous. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. But that's one of my goals. I want to go snorkeling.
Okay, snorkeling, that sounds cool.
Yep, I want to go snorkeling, and don't laugh at me. I want to learn how to swim.
Oh, you want to learn how to swim, so you need to do that first.
I can't do the snorkeling first, then learn how to swim?
No, you might want to learn how to swim first before you go snorkeling.
Why not?
Because you have to swim to snorkel, right?
Not in all scenarios.
But in the best scenario,
I'm not trying to do deep water snorkeling, Devin.
It ain't got to be deep water, but I mean like six feet, 7 feet of water is, you know, you can't stand up in that.
I'm trying to start off on a novice level. I'm trying to start off in the stand up water level.
Who wants to snorkel in standing up water?
I do, Devin. I do. It's to start me off. It's to get my feet.
Oh shit! You ain't got to snorkel. You can just go to the beach and stand up in the water and walk around.
No, I want to be underwater.
Okay, I get it. You want to be up underwater, but water that you can still also just stand up in.
Yeah. That's a real thing. You do know that's a real thing.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it on TV before.
Yeah. So don't try to make me look like, you know, I'm being, you know, crazy or anything like that. No, that's a real thing. So I'm just saying. You don't have anything that you want to do like that in 2023? Like, you don't have like a bucket list of things that you want to do.
Mm-mm.
So you never made a 2023 bucket list?
No.
What?
I haven't made a 2023 bucket list.
Did you have a 2022 bucket list?
Things I want to accomplish in 2022? Yes. I guess you can say, because I have accomplished some things in 2022, but I ain't have just a whole list of stuff I wanted to do for. Yeah. You know, a whole list dedicated to stuff I wanted to do in 2022.
The beginning of the year.
Main thing I wanted to do was for 2022 was go to Phoenix. And I did that, so.
Mine was to go to see Pusha T in concert.
Okay. All right. You did that.
So when I found out his album was dropping, I'm like, I know he's going to do a tour, so I. When 2022 started,
he didn't get the Grammy even. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Oh man, Devin! Wow!
Just pointing that out. But like I said, I know that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah, let's end the show now because now you just hit a nerve.
Sorry, man. Put it out there.
You hit a nerve.
Did you watch? Pretty good album. It's Almost Dry tour. He was on this, you know. Yeah,
Devin. We're not gonna talk about it. Did you watch the Grammys?
No, I was busy.
Yeah, I was at work.
I didn't watch any of it really at all.
I heard Sam Smith started.
I got it recorded though.
I heard Sam Smith started some controversy.
With what?
His performance. They said it was very satanic.
I saw a snippet of it. Yeah, it was. I mean, kind of slightly.
How? From what you saw, like how?
I mean, what I saw of it, the snippet I saw was people coming out in red robes, wrapped up in red robes.
That's it?
That was all I saw from that. I don't know what they were doing because I didn't finish watching.
I know he had a topic.
Because I'm initially not interested in Sam Smith no more, actually. I used to like him.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
I don't really care for him no more.
So you don't like the song?
I don't care for his music.
You don't like Unholy?
That's the song he performed, I think, too.
Yeah.
Or is it? Is it?
Yeah. Okay. He did Unholy. You don't like Unholy, I take it.
I gotta listen to it again. I'll put it that way.
I mean, it's one of those songs I can only listen to it like one time because it's Unholy. See what I did there?
Yeah, I did. I did. Good one. Thank you.
But then he did. I was looking at this video. He got nominated for a Brit Award. And he had pretty much like already said, like, hey, thank you for the Brit Award. And I can't wait to take y'all to hell with me.
That was Sam Smith.
That's what he said. I sent you the clip. I mean, but you probably not going to watch it.
I'll watch it. I'm going to watch it in the morning.
I think he's pretty talented.
He is. He's a good singer. And I ain't taking none of that away from him at all. He's dope.
He just does. His earlier work was dope,
you know. I can't say that he do too much because he ain't just never really just been that type of person, really. A lot of times when you see him, he just stand there and sing. Ain't too much dancing or walking around.
Unholy video, he did a lot of dancing.
Well, I'm talking about his live performance.
I haven't seen the Grammy performance. I don't think I want to.
But he probably does do more of that now. I'm talking about his earlier phase. He didn't do all of that.
But I mean, when you go to a show, you want a whole dance sequence from your artist?
From who? My artist?
Yeah,
they better bust some moves, especially if I pay a nice amount for them tickets.
Darius Rucker does not dance.
Yeah, Darius Rucker was busting the move up there, man.
Darius Rucker does not. No, stop. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
He was a little move. I mean, he wasn't just hard up. Oh,
I'm
one, talk, two, three,
I'm
four,
not,
five, six,
yeah,
five.
I'm talking about that. But you feel like an artist should do a 16 count choreographed dance during their shows. They just shouldn't be standing there singing. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, they should. Or, you know, some people, they need to do something. Walk around, something, come touch people's hand, you know.
I mean,
come to the edge of the stage, all of that.
I mean, there's a lot of singers that just stand there and sing, Devin. Adele does that. Adele is not moving around, like talking about.
Adele's on a different level than Sam Smith.
Oh, wow. So how can she be on another level and Sam Smith not be?
Don't drag Adele into this. She's been through a lot.
Been through a lot like what?
Divorce.
Devin, stop. Stop it.
That's real, man.
Stop it. She dates a black guy now. Stop.
She does.
She dates LeBron's friend. Let's stop.
That's more than LeBron's friend.
That's his best friend. I'm sorry, his best friend.
That's also his agent, ain't it?
Yeah. Rich Paul is his agent, but I'm just saying, that's his friend. They grew up together. They're friends. Whether they're business partners and friends or whether they're just friends, they're friends, right? She dates Rich Paul. So I don't want to hear, oh, she's been going through a lot. No. Obviously, she's doing fine. She's with Rich Paul. and he's very well paid.
Most definitely.
Because he just doesn't, you know, represent LeBron. He represents AD. He represents a lot of players.
Mm-hmm.
So, stop. Stop. And back to the subject, if Ariana Grande stood there for a whole 3 hours and sung nothing but songs and didn't do any dancing, you would be satisfied.
Because I'm a big Ariana Grande fan, I would be satisfied.
It does not matter. Then all of what you said is null and void.
But why are you dragging Ariana into this? Sam Smith ain't Ariana.
How not?
They have two different levels. Ariana's above Sam Smith. Thank you very much.
You think so?
I know so.
You really think so?
I know so.
We're gonna come back to this in later episodes. I'm gonna do the research on it, and we're gonna find out. I will find out. I think they're what for what, to be honest with you.
Nah.
I think they're what for what. I think the biggest difference is, because this is one thing you have to realize, it's harder to break into American charts than it is being outside of America than being in America. It's harder to break into it. So to say that he's coming from Britain and he's coming here and he's making accolades, that's a lot. Compared, all he's been doing is music. He hasn't been acting. He hasn't been, you know, groomed to be an entertainer.
Right.
It's just been music. She had to use Nickelodeon as a platform just to get to this level. Don't get me wrong. She's at a high level. I would say if Beyonce was to retire, you give her like, and I know a lot of black people are going to give me a lot of flack, give her 5 or 10 more years, she's up there with Beyonce. She really...
Oh my God.
What'd you say?
Oh, no, man. Hey, man, we're going to have to wrap this thing up soon. I just got some news, man.
Oh, what happened?
This is life, man. So you guys are hearing it here first. You know, you guys, your Yago didn't hear it by now. Before, y'all probably hear this. But Michael Jackson, you're hearing it here first. Kevin Durant has just been traded to the Phoenix Suns for Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson, and Jay Crowder, and 4 first-round picks going to the Nets. I'm pissed. On the low.
Wow. I just got it on my phone.
I knew they was about to do something.
Who are all the players? Who are the players they just released?
They traded away the wrong people, bro. They traded away Mikal Bridges, Cam Johnson. Them the two we needed. We needed Jay Crowder gone. But they could have gave away too much. Not Mikal Bridges, bro. For Kevin Durant. I mean, Kevin Durant, cool. Don't get it twisted. I guess the main thing is we are keeping our big three tape. We just upgraded from a big three to a big four, possibly.
Wow.
They kept DeAndre Ayton in the mix.
Man, just imagine if we was doing this live.
I know, right?
That would have been awesome. But anything you want to leave with?
Man, I mean, I'm just looking forward to doing more shows. I know we've been off everybody, but we got to get it together because I actually enjoy doing it. So we got to get it together with doing these shows. We got a lot of stuff coming up. You know, Valentine's Day coming up. So, you know, right, we got to drop the show.
We definitely got a Valentine's Day episode. We got some special.
Valentine's Day episodes are always classic.
We got some special people dropping through. We didn't do one last year. We was busy.
Yeah.
But we promise you, we're going to be consistent weekly. And we're going to keep dropping stuff. And we got a lot of, like I told you in the past episodes, we got a lot of dope stuff coming up. We're going to try to make it work. You might just hear me and Devin. You might just hear me, Devin, and Mario. You might just hear me and Mario. You might hear Mario and Devin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes you might just hear me, but I promise you, I would not go a week and you don't get an episode or you don't hear from us.
Yeah.
So, you know, if there is nothing else, just want to say follow us on our page, PWK underscore podcast on Instagram. Man, I'm tired.
And we out.
Devin, can I play the music? Dang. Jesus.
You supposed to have been queued it up.
Thank you for partying with killers. Killing everything.
Everything that we do.
I hate you so
much. I thought we were supposed to say that in unison. My bad.
We didn't talk about it.